Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. I'm going to get ever back and relax and find out what kind of message I'm going to get from Jesus and all the divine beings. This will be always. And we will have wonderful, maybe the wonderful magical DC Love introduce herself. Okay, DC, tell us who you are.
Good morning, Barbara. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Spirit and Barbara has, to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki teacher, and a master in the Sakim and Yasui methods of Reiki, as certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I have to laugh when I say that because I hear Joan Rivers whispering in my ears, yes, DC, and you're certifiable. But I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me at that time. And we've been together ever since. But there is a really, cool part of the connection because Joan left this door open and others have walked through it, and it has given me access to the most fascinating yet ironic mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. Prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. I have come to know that love is what I am, and love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. People say confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their opportunities. This helps them let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or about DC Love. Actually, it should be more. You can learn more about DC Love or me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you connect with DC. Button will take you to more information. Over the last several years, and maybe you are looking for. Okay, here's this photo. DC, what do you have?
Well, the first thing I have is a little prayer that I was guided to read, and it's entitled Friendship with a Guardian Angel, and it was written by the Reverend Vicki Snyder. Oh, my friend, you are always there when I need you. You take on my hurt. You support me. You I can always count on. You are my best friend. It is a one-sided relationship, yet you give so tirelessly and without question. I call on you at all times, and you are right beside me, lifting me and pushing me to go on. I feel your guidance and I accept your help. I trust you without experiencing you with all my senses. So I wonder about you, and this is what I imagine. I cannot feel you, but you would feel warm, soft, and cuddly. I cannot hear your actual voice, but I hear your gentle, sweet, uplifting thoughts. I cannot smell you, but you smell like wonderful, warm, baked cookies. I cannot taste you, but you taste like a nice, cool glass of water on a hot day. I cannot see you, but you have a smiling, happy face with compassionate eyes. You are pure love in all senses. Now, using all your senses, how does your guardian angel look, feel, smell, or taste? And I thought that was a beautiful little prayer. Now I have another message, and this is from Jesus. Listen closely to the whispers of your heart, and you will hear Jesus. What is it that your soul is feeling? Silence the noise. Are you hearing what your heart has to say? Can you hear Jesus' voice? He's waiting for you to invite him into your day. Allow the peace of his voice to guide you. When you are stressed or struggling or filled with fear, it's almost impossible to hear his voice. Only when you allow his presence to be of comfort, you enter that quiet place in your mind and you will hear him clearly. It's time now to relax and restore and hear the voice of love as you connect with the divine consciousness within. Close your eyes and forget about the world around you. Concentrate on your breathing. Inhale slowly in through your nose and then out through your mouth. You are connecting with unlimited possibilities, making conscious contact with your higher self. You invite Jesus in. He has been patiently waiting for you. He loves you and asks that you make the intention to remember who you truly are. Allow yourself to enter into this loving space of peace and joy. Make an intention now to find out what your purpose is during this lifetime. Remember now who you truly are. Connect with your soul. Allow yourself to be filled with Jesus' love and light as it is permeating every fiber of your being. Become one with this beautiful energy as you now awaken, remembering your true essence. As you resonate with this illuminating energy, your path is revealed. Feel the deep sense of power and love you are resonating with you as you make your journey back to your true self. Jesus is by your side, and he's guiding you along the way, helping you to awaken, renew, and become invigorated in the knowledge you receive. You are now ready to fulfill your life's mission. You and Jesus are one. You have the knowledge you need to go forward on your soul mission, and you thank Jesus for this enlightening experience. Now it is time to return to the present as you take with you his infinite love and wisdom that will be used to help yourself and all of humanity. You now have the confidence to continue on your soul path and to fulfill your divine life mission. Jesus turns to you and holds you in his heavenly embrace, letting you know that he will always accompany you as you need him to fulfill your destiny. He is saying, I am within you. You and I are one. Let us move forward together. As you listen to your heart, you will always feel my guidance. All is well. You are exactly where you need to be. Connect with me whenever you need me, and I will be here waiting for you. Now, when you are done, please say goodbye to Jesus, and then slowly open your eyes. Remember the beautiful connection that you had and all the love and joy that you have felt, and share it with all you meet. Be confident in the knowledge that you are right where you are supposed to be, and go confidently forward today to the life of your dreams. And I do have another little message. We can't be unhappy and fully present in the now. We are all unhappy at one time or another, but usually it is only a temporary state. You can be as happy as you allow yourself to be. Love yourself a little bit more now in 2017. Be happy and believe in yourself. Live life more vibrantly. Let go of the past, and please choose to live in the now. Don't focus on what is negative. Stay centered in the present. Let go of all that no longer serves you. Decide to appreciate all the good that is going on in your life. Things change. Try to remain in the moment. When you find that you're in a state of fear, try replacing fear with excitement, because fear and excitement are very similar emotions. It's all a matter of perspective. The only difference is your attitude. They both bring a heightened sense of awareness. It's up to you. You decide. You can turn fear into excitement in the blink of an eye. You are a child of God. Sometimes when we feel God's presence, We may feel fear and excitement at the same time. We have to remember what Jesus told his disciples, not to worry about what they would eat or what they would wear. Life is more than food and clothing. He said that you cannot add a single hour to your life by worrying. So why do you worry? We have to have faith and trust in God. It is better to live a life of faith than to live a life of fear. Try to consciously give your fears to God each day, and also try to find a little happiness in each day. It's God's will for us to be happy. It all starts with you. You have to first find happiness within. You can choose to find happiness in simple, everyday events. You also have a choice to see things positively, allowing more happiness to come your way. Focus on today, for it is all we have. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow is not yet here. Worry less, and don't forget to be grateful. Stay connected to people in your life who encourage you, motivate you, and make you truly happy. And never forget how valuable you are. You are unique, and you are so needed in this world. I am. These are two of the most powerful words that you can use. What will you put after them? Will you allow these two simple words to change your life? I am is so powerful. And only you can say, I am. Whatever you attach to it, you become. I am that I am is a great way to stay centered in faith, become excited, and release fear. God is always with you. Allow your I am consciousness to change your life and then the world. And Barbara, those are my messages for today. Barbara, are you still with us?
Oh, there you are. It was like you suddenly disappeared. I didn't hear what you said. I was listening.
My goodness.
And suddenly there was silence.
Because I got a little scared. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I lost everybody. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Now,
and those were my messages.
Okay,
that
wonderful.
Is so awesome.
All right, so let's hear what Jesus wants to say now. My loved ones, we want you to realize your life is your choice. And we don't mean this in a judgmental or condemning way. We mean it in a way that is open, that brings you freedom. Your life is your choice. You're not condemned to your life. You're not stuck in your life. You are not cursed with your life. Your life is your choice. And this is true on so many different levels. You chose to have a life. Before you were born, you made that choice. You picked your parents, your location, your everything, your race, your sex, whatever it is that you feel that you were born with, you made those choices. When you really allow yourself to stand in this truth, this power that you have, then there are no excuses. There are no judgments about you, about your life, about anything. Because everything is exactly what you've chosen for it to be. We are saying this so that you can open up to your own life. Because no matter what is happening, it's all about your choices. And just breathe deeply as we send energy through our words to help clear out anything that needs to be cleared. To bring you back the beautiful energy of creation. The energy of your power. The energy of your choices. This is your life. This is your choice. And in every moment, you are making more choices. Even in those moments when you feel that you have no choice, you still have choices. Just to take away your choices, be you taking away your free will. And that is something that the Creator has gifted you with. You have the freedom to make choices. Even if your choice is not to choose, that's still a choice. So we want you to start noticing your choices, especially in those moments when you feel that you have no choice. Just take a second and really look to see what your choices are. You are waking up and becoming more conscious of your life and of your choices in every moment. And this is part of that awakening. You have choices all throughout your life, all throughout your day, even right now. You are choosing to listen. You are choosing to open, to allow the energy that is working on you. These are the choices that you are making. And not everyone who listens to this will make that choice, because you have the freedom to do what you choose to do. Really let that sink in. Because when you are consciously aware that you are making choices, you can't be victim, because things happen to you that they have no power over. But there really are no victims, because everyone is making choices. So this is taking you out of that lower energy of fear and desperation and victimness and all of those things that make you feel like the world is happening to you and you have no power over it. This is taking you out of that energy and bringing you into the energy of love and freedom and choices and creation, so that you can create your life exactly how you choose to create it, so that you can have the freedom to be whomever you are choosing to be, so that you can know that there is always enough, that you are always provided for, that you are loved. This is your life. These are your choices. And you experience them in every moment of your life. Don't look for someone else to blame for what's wrong in your life. Start looking at the choices that you make. Start accepting your responsibility for responding to your own life. The time of change is now. Open your heart, open your mind, and start choosing what to experience. You're already doing it. Why not just become consciously aware of it? Your life can be as beautiful as you choose to make it, or as horrendous as you choose to make it. It's part of your freedom. God allows you to live as you choose to live. So look and see what choices you are making. And if you don't like them, make different choices. And that is your power. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was a beautiful, beautiful message. Thank you.
All right. So we have come to the part of the show where people ask questions or ask for their own messages or whatever it is that they're looking for. So if you are in the queue and you have a question or you want to hear a message, press the number 1 so that that lovely little symbol appears on my studio board. And if you are in the chat room and you would like a message, feel free to type away as long as you have logged in. And if it has you down as guest and then there's a number, that means you aren't logged in, which means you can't type your question. So join Blog Talk so that you can actually participate. All right, so our first message is for Queen Goddess Opulence. Queen Goddess is here, and the chat room, she wants to know what message we're getting for her. So, DC, what are you getting for Queen Goddess?
Thank you. And Queen Goddess, I love your name, by the way. It's just really awesome. The energy is phenomenal. The first message I'm getting is from Jesus, and he's saying, your soul doesn't care what you do for a living. And when your life is over, you're going to see neither will you. Your soul cares about what you're being while you're doing whatever you're doing. So it's not really about, you know, making a living. It's about making a life, Queen Goddess. So go ahead and do what it is that you really love to do. And Jesus is saying, do nothing else. Realize how much time you have. Why would you, like, waste a moment doing something for a living when you could be doing something that you really like? Because if you do something just for a living and not for a life, what kind of living is that? And Jesus is also saying you always get what you create, and you're always creating. Okay, if you don't like what you create, you have the option to keep creating over and over again. Okay, so that's what I got. And also, I'm getting there's beautiful new beginnings around you, Queen Goddess. I'm seeing a beautiful child, and it could be, you know, birthing a child or birthing a new part of your life. And I feel like you're birthing a new part of your life. Okay, I'm getting, Barbara talked about, you know, like choosing and choices and everything, and you've got a lot of important choices coming up for you as well, okay? And once you choose, you're going to see that everything is going to be changed, and it's going to be for your highest and your best, and wonderful new opportunities are coming your way, as well as beautiful circumstances. And Queen Goddess, listen to what you already know is within you. Okay, choose, stand by your decisions, take action, and trust that, you know, you have the ability to make very wise choices. Okay, I'm getting that, you know, you're not alone. You have a lot of a divine assistance with you during this, you know, time of your life. And it's a time, like I said, with choices. These are major, major life choices that I'm seeing. Okay, and what I'm getting is just, you know, we have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's going to help you to stay brave, be courageous, and be optimistic, because these changes that are coming your way, they're going to be very positive. So look, you know, towards it. And have a little patience. I'm getting, you know, it's just going to take a little bit more time, and you're going to see all these beautiful opportunities coming your way. Okay. And we have Archangel Ariel coming in. And when I see Archangel Ariel, I always see her with a lion. And this lion is standing by you as well to help you to have the courage and the strength that you need. But with Ariel, when she does things, you know, she does have the lion with her, but it's in a gentle way. So she's going to help you to move forward gently, okay? And she's saying, Queen Goddess, every person is a child of God. And she's asking you to balance all aspects of yourself with love and mercy. Okay, and she's saying, you're far stronger than you may believe. So she can help you, you know, in the face of any challenge that you're facing. Okay, she's known for protecting animals and the environment. And her name means Lioness of God. And she wants to inspire you with great courage. Just all you have to do is call upon her. And she's also known as the Angel of Manifesting. And she's going to help you throughout your daily life. So please, you know, call upon her, and she's going to help you to get in touch with your own strength, Queen Goddess. Okay, and attention, I'm getting to synchronicities, because you're going to notice a lot of synchronicities now. Okay, and again, like I said, call upon the angels if you're feeling stuck or you can't, you know, make a decision. But again, everything that you need is within you, and all you have to do is go within and really listen to your own intuition, Queen Goddess. Okay, and you've been asking the angels for help, and they're saying we're here. Just open, you know, open up to receiving. You're going to get all the divine guidance and assistance that you truly need. Oh, again, like I said, I saw like a little child, but this is a good time for you to give birth to new ideas. And as you do, know that you are guided and you're protected during all these changes. And, Barbara, that's what I have for Queen Goddess.
Wonderful. Okay. And she says, thank you, and new part of the birthing and Sekhmet Lion Goddess. Okay, she liked your message. All right, so here is what Jesus wants to say to you, Queen Goddess. You are my beloved, and you know you are loved to the love that we have for you. And we would like for you to open more. We know that sometimes it feels like you are completely open. There is absolutely nothing in the way. And then there are those moments when the openness is not quite so wide. You begin to get more into your mind and some of those old beliefs come up. And we want you to let them go so that they can go. You are on this beautiful path, which is what you have chosen in this life. And you are creating on what you don't even know about. And it's absolutely wonderful. And it can be even more wonderful. Because that is the beauty of life. There is never a moment when you look back and you say, oh, I've done it all. Because everything is always changing. So don't ever stop. Don't ever stop believing in you. Don't ever stop utilizing your power, your vision, your majesty to create. The work that you do touches so many. You are one of the phenomenal forces on this world. Don't ever even in those moments when it seems that nothing is working out right, let that go. Because you know that we are working with you. And even if it's something that you don't understand, one day you will understand and you will see that everything really was working exactly as it needed to work for you to create the life that you are creating. So there's never a problem, and there's never anything wrong, and nothing is ever a waste of your time. You are such a beautiful, powerful being, and you have chosen to explore that beauty and to explore that power, and to fully embrace the love that you have for you, which is the love that you have for everything and everyone. So let your heart open even more. Even when it feels like it can't open anymore, it can. And we are working with you right now, in this moment, to help you experience more of your light, more of your love, more of your amazing beauty. So please continue to be open to us and all that we have to share with you, and to sharing that love with the world. You are love. You are loved. And you are loving. And we are with you. Be well. Oh, okay. That's what he wanted to share. Oh, well, that felt good. All right. So Queen says that what you said, DC, was right on, and that she appreciates it. And she says, thank you. And she's receiving and is grateful with gratefulness and joy and love. Okay. Wonderful. All right. So if anyone in the calling queue has a question, don't forget to press 1. Put that board. And any of our people in the chat room who are logged in, if you... I just feel really good after Queen's message. Okay. Wait. There you are, DC. It's like, why is DC not talking?
I am. You said be well, and then I went off into another land. So I'm back. You did deliver a beautiful message, but you sent me into a far away land.
That's where I sent me, too. It's like I have to come back now.
Okay, well, we're both back.
All right, so again, if you are in, you have a question, send number 1 to the symbol on the board. If you're in the chat room, just type the question that you have, and someone is typing in the chat room now, so we will know their question shortly. Okay. And White Lily is with us. Hi, White Lily. And she says she couldn't hear us for a while. I don't know if that was because we stopped talking or because it just kind of cut out. We're having an interesting day. Okay,
yeah.
We have A.B. Kelly. And A.B. Kelly says, may I please receive a message? Thanks. Oh, A.B. Kelly is Angela. That makes it so much easier.
Okay.
Angela would like to know what message we have for her.
Okay. Well, good morning, Angela. This is DC. And Jesus is saying, Angela, nothing happens by accident. And there's no such thing as coincidence. Okay? So you've got to really, you know, I'm getting you've got to really be aware of what's going on around you. And I'm getting... He's saying, let your love propel you, you know, into the world and really have that full experience, Angela, of who you are, okay? And masters are those who choose only love in every instance and every moment and every circumstance. I saw for Angela like a sudden change, like something just like, you know, it was gone, like bam, and then she went into another direction, but there's nothing to fear because it's filled with happiness and prosperity. And I saw four-leaf clovers, and I saw horseshoes. So I know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good change for you, okay? And just, you know, always have that intention of gratitude because when you do create this beautiful, positive vibration, and it sort of brings more prosperity, you know, your way. So start each day with an attitude of gratitude, Angela. And we have Archangel Michael coming in. And he wants to help you to be grounded and to be here, to be now, and to belong. And he's really, you know, letting you know about the importance of being grounded so that you can truly be present. Because if we're not truly present, we're sort of like, you know, like I just like drifted away and then I came back. You have to really stay grounded. Angela, he's presenting a sword and a shield symbolically to you today. And he's saying, beloved one, use these as powerful tools for stress release, okay? And the daily practice of grounding really helps you to stay centered and to stay balanced during all circumstances throughout your day. He's asking that each morning as you arise from bed, Visualize that you have this beautiful anchor system going from the bottom of your feet. It goes all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. Remember that you're God-given and all-powerful, Angela, and having your feet firmly on the ground helps you to focus, concentrate, and really assist you with critical thinking so that you could effectively take care of any problems that you have. Okay, and it helps you to really have optimal potential. And if at any time you feel a little lightheaded, a little overwhelmed, a little lost, fearful or unproductive, or maybe even in a rush, please call upon Archangel Michael. And all you have to say is, Archangel Michael, help ground me now. And then, Angela, so it is. Breathe deeply and know that you are fully present once again on the earth plane. And what I'm getting, I'm seeing beautiful opportunities coming your way. And with these opportunities, there's a lot of books. So I don't know if you think about taking a class, getting a degree, but there is some kind of study that is going to be involved in your future. Okay? So just know that when you do, you know, whatever it is, whatever kind of training it is, that it's really going to be for your highest and best. And I see you pursuing a beautiful new challenge, Angela. Okay, and you're asked to really embrace that inner child within. I don't know if Angela's been thinking about her childhood, because when we're asked to embrace, you know, the child within, sometimes we are, like, thinking about our childhood. And all these memories, you know, from way back when, they come flooding in. And if that's not the case, you may connect with some old friends, or you may even meet some new friends that you feel like you've known forever. Okay, but I feel like Angela may have been a little bit nostalgic, Barbara, that I'm getting. And we have Archangel Raphael coming forward, and he's saying, Angela, please know that it is safe to trust, and you have the ability to accomplish so many things at once. Please, he's saying, just follow your creative passion. Okay, I don't know what you do creatively, you know, whatever it is, please indulge into it. And it's really going to help you to, you know, find what it is that you're looking for, okay? And what am I getting? Are you interested? Because sometimes when we see Archangel Raphael coming forward, he, of course, is a healer. So I don't know if she's possibly engaged in the healing arts or maybe even, like, even thinking about it, okay? But whatever it is that you're worrying about, please let it go, because worry never serves us. And focus on just what you're desiring. And again, as I stated earlier, we have angels with us, and you can give them all your worries and your cares, okay? And just stay in that state of positive thinking and refocus your thoughts just on the outcomes that you're expecting, Angela. And, Barbara, that's what I have for Angela.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. Okay, Angela, here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, you have so many possibilities in your life. There's so much that you have yet to explore. It's like you've been living next to this beautiful, beautiful, immense lake. And yet, all the water that you see is a drop that comes from the faucet. It's time to start looking at all that is there for you. And you can simply start by turning on the faucet, allowing more water to come through if you're not ready to deal with that whole lake yet. But it's time. You've been looking for things in your life. You've been looking for the truth of who you are. And everything that you've been looking for is within you. It's time to open up to you. So while we are speaking with you, we are sending you energy. Energy for clearing the clutter out of your own heart. You have a lot of defenses around love, around receiving love, around knowing love and accepting love. We can see that you've been hurt by a number of people in the past that you thought loved you. And in their own way, they do love you very much. It's not what you expected being lifted from you, so that you can see the good that those people have brought into your life, no matter what the situation or circumstances were. Everything that happens is actually for your benefit, even when it doesn't feel that way in the moment. So we're releasing you from the ties of all of that negativity that you've been hanging on to. And just take some nice deep breaths as you are letting it go. And it may feel like you don't know who you are for a moment, and that's okay. You're just adjusting to the new you, to the true you. I know that we often say that love is always the answer. Love is all that everyone is looking for. And this is true. And we are adjusting you more and more to opening up to that truth. And this may seem sad at times, but the sadness is simply the emotion that's flowing through you in order to leave. So just let it go. We're not asking that you go sit in the corner and cry for hours on end. Just let it go. Do not hang on to it. Just let it go. And we're helping you to release all of that. There's so much there. Just let it go. We're filling you with the energy of pure, unconditional love, that beautiful, bright, amazing light of love that is there for you. And it is moving through you. And you are letting go of everything that is not needed any longer in your life. Because if you don't need it, you don't need to hold on to it. Just let it go. You will always have what you need, so there's no need to hoard anything. Just let it go. And you are opening up to love. And you may feel yourself getting lighter and feel happiness bubbling up inside of you. And allow that happiness to be there, to be you. You deserve to be happy. And know that no matter what choices you are making in any moment, we are with you. And if you want help, ask. We always answer. You are not alone, and you are so loved. And it is time for love to be in every moment of your life. No one is more important in your life than you are. Open up to the love of you. We have done a lot of hearing on you while we have been speaking. So you may feel a little different, and that's fine. You may even feel a little tired, in which case, please lie down and rest. You have changed your life in these moments. Accept these changes. And have clear ideas of what it is you want to experience, you want to create, how you want your life to be. Because you are in your power. Respect that. And let yourself see the possibilities. See that beautiful lake that's always been there. Your blinds are gone. Be well. Okay, that's what they wanted to share with you. Whoa. All right. We are getting some really, really, I don't know. I'm feeling these messages. I hope you guys are too.
They're very awesome. It's beautiful,
yes,
Barbara.
Okay. Now, we are going to answer White Lily's question, and White Lily is very chatty today, so I have to scroll back to all of this. Okay. All right, I'll start here. So White Lily says, I used to be interested in and date guys who had past that I didn't like. A lot of them were bad boys and had slept around. Recently realized this wasn't their past, but who they were or are. Nothing has changed for them, but in the past, I used to think that I had to get over my issues with what I didn't like about them. Anyway, I just had a realization as I have been in contact with a new bad boy who smokes weed, but I think he's trying to quit. And anyway, the realization was that I don't need to accept these things about guys anymore. I have a very clean, good girl past, and life and I would like a guy like this too. So I'm wondering why I used to think that this was something I had to get over and accept in the past. I know it probably doesn't matter how now, much now, as I am breaking that cycle, but I don't know where you and God got the problem. So I'm wondering on how there are any things that are past. I was attracted to bad boys. One I was too, and I think it was more than just being interested in the dark side or some excitement. Somehow I thought I had to save them. Lots of realization coming up. So basically with this new guy, I have this stance that he has to heal himself and I can and will welcome him back into my life when he no longer smokes. That's a huge difference than how I was thinking, as I was so attached to getting to know him now, as I want him to get to know me in the now as well. But I realize it brings so much chaos when he's dealing with his addiction. It's no longer worth it to me anymore. This is a huge realization. So you see me having massive shifts and realizations, just like I have been since the time we have been not talking. Okay, that was her question. And Angela says thank
That's
you.
An awesome
okay.
question. Okay, White Lily, that was really awesome. And the first thing I'm getting is your emotions are going to tell you everything that you need to know. All you have to do is listen, okay? Listen to your feelings, listen to your thoughts, listen to your experience, okay? And know that, you know, with each of these people that you spoke of, each circumstance did have a gift within it, and in each, you know, experience there was a hidden treasure. So you've really got to, you know, find what it was during each of these relationships, and you're going to see that, you know, no matter if they were a bad boy or not, there was something good there for you. Okay, and Jesus is saying, well, Lily, for most of your life, you've lived, you know, at the effect of your experience. Now you're invited to be the cause of your experience. And Jesus is asking you to, you know, consciously live, okay, walk in awareness. Ginger, as you were talking, was showing me sort of like this little mouse running by you, and you're going, and she's picking up the mouse, and she's saying, White Lily, it's just a little mouse. I'm going to pick it up and take it out of here. So she's showing me, like, there's a vulnerable side of you. Sometimes you're a little bit overly fearful, okay? And she's saying, you know, you might even be a little bit afraid of your future, okay? She's saying, you know, I'm here, you know, I'll be here to help you. Don't be so serious, okay? Because if you're this serious, you're going to create a little, as she's showing me, you're creating more fear, like in the, you know, in your present, okay? Just know that you're safe, you know, in all ways, in all things, is what she's showing me. In regard to relationships, she's bringing in a broom and she's sweeping, and that to me means you are going to meet someone that is going to sweep you off your feet, okay? So just, you know, go out, have a good time, meet people, and you're going to find that special someone. You're going to have success. You're going to have happiness in a beautiful relationship, okay? There's going to be a lot of abundance of love in your life. So you've got to put your happiness first is what I'm hearing, okay? I do see a lot of blessings coming your way. Excuse me. And, Barbara, I'm getting ginger. Come on now, don't be afraid. You've got to get out there, you know? And she's sort of like, with her nose, she's pushing White Lily out the door. So I don't know what, I feel there's a fear within you, White Lily, and I don't know what it is. And now she's saying, she's showing me Barbara with her superhero costume on, and she's saying, here she comes to save the day. Barbara Grace is on her way. So Barbara Grace, she's saying, it's up to you, girlfriend. Put on that costume and help White Lily. Save her.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not wearing my costume right now, but just imagine me in it. Okay.
Okay,
White Lily, I'm actually supposed to share something before Jesus tells you whatever it is Jesus is going to tell you. In some ways, you remind me of me. I was raised to be a rescuer. That's what my friends did, that they taught you to do. That's what I thought to do. And so when I went and found a man, I found a man who needed to be fixed because of a rescuer, and it was my job to fix them. And I can see that you also resonate with that rescuer energy. And I will tell you that letting go of rescuing people was the hugest blessing in my life. Because now I don't need to rescue anybody. They can be as screwed up as they want to, and that is their choice, and it has nothing to do with me. So let go of the need to rescue. They don't need to be rescued, and they don't actually want to be rescued either. And trust me, that's coming from years of experience. Okay, here is Jesus with his message for you. Beloved, yes, you were taught that you have to rescue other people. And part of that belief in rescuing other people is a belief that there is something that needs to be rescued within you. And your hope that you rescue other people and that they somehow rescue you. Unfortunately, this doesn't work. You find that you are rescuing and rescuing, and that the people you are rescuing don't really appreciate being rescued. And who would really appreciate being rescued? This is their life. These are their choices. They've created this. They don't need you to come in and fix it. So let go of the need to fix anyone, to even fix you, because there's nothing wrong with you. We are working on you now to make that shift, to remove all of that old energy that says you need to rescue, you need to fix, to just take that out of your life because it's not true. And it does not bring you joy. It never has. And it makes you prone to finding people who have problems. And you don't actually need that either. You are not Dear Abby. This is not what you do for a living. You are creating a life that you will enjoy living. And yes, there are wonderful men out there with all of these wonderful qualities, but you don't see them because you're looking for the people who need to be fixed. So we are opening up your vision. We are opening you up so that you can see the good ones and be okay with being with the good ones and knowing that you are a good one. This is taking you to a different level, opening you up to you, truth. Oh, and we are bringing out so much from your past. And we want you to make sure your hands are open. Because sometimes you unintentionally hold on with a tight grip. And we want you to let that go too. And yes, you're having the realizations about who you've been, about the choices that you've made. There was a part of you that didn't believe that you were good enough to have the good ones, because you've done all of the work on all of the bad ones. There was a belief that you had to all those actually have a good one. And we're letting that go too. And opening you up to the realization that you are a good one, that you have beautiful, amazing qualities, and that it's okay for you to recognize that, to live that, to love that, and to attract into your life someone else who recognizes your goodness, who recognizes your beauty. And we're not just talking about physical beauty. We're talking about the beauty of you. And so we are shifting you on so many levels. Opening you up to goodness of life, goodness of love, the excitement, joy, the wonder, relationship. And to realizing that it doesn't have to be a relationship with someone that you consider to be one of those bad boys. That the excitement, the love, the wonder is there no matter who you are in a relationship with. Because it's all part of the adventure. And you are letting go of the need to have the bad part of the adventure and accepting the good. And we are clearing you of even more beliefs. So just take a nice deep breath and let go. And your heart is more open now. The clutter is gone. You are ready for this new adventure in your life. And you will be meeting the good ones, and it will be happening soon. So just let go of all of the ones that you've been hanging on to, even the new one. You don't need to hang on to him. When he changes, he'll change, and there's nothing you can do until then. So just let it go anyway. And know that you deserve more. We love you. Okay, and we are about to end, so make sure I got your... Okay, so why has he been having huge shifts and realizations during this time as well? I'm not telling you about him, except that you need to be worried about him. So when they say let him go, they mean that, let him go. And move forward with your own life. Okay, I'm not sure you can still hear me because technically our show has ended. So I guess, DC, that's our cue to stop talking. All right, we will be back next week, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, what a beautiful show. I just so uplifted. And I'm just being shown, Ginger is showing me fairies flying around, and there's unicorn, and she's just saying, you know, happiness is in the air. It's almost spring, and I'm seeing red robins and bunnies and butterflies. And, you know, just we're asked to really just, like, you know, connect with all the beautiful that is around us in the universe.
Wonderful. Okay.
And she wants you to make sure you get that superhero costume ready for next show.
I'll look into that.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We are signing off for today. And I'm trying to do two things at once. And that's why I sound kind of weird.
You know what you're saying today, but you are going to be coming back on a different show tomorrow, correct?
Yes, tomorrow is Get the Answers to Life's Questions with me and DC Love. Yay! So
hey.
Please join us at noon Eastern, 11 Central, 9 a.m. Pacific. And we love to have you a part of the show. Incredible experience. All right. So we will be tomorrow on Get the Answers to Life's Questions. We will be next Tuesday on Hope everybody has a wonderful, beautiful, amazing weekend. And we love you dearly. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.